You're listening to Empire KVCR News. I'm Benjamin Perper. On most Fridays, we talk with former Press Enterprise columnist and longtime KVCR News contributor Cassie McDuff and review some of the big Inland Empire stories from the past week. We should mention that we are doing this by phone to practice social distancing. Good morning, Cassie.
Good morning, Ben.
So first, UC Riverside is being sued over alleged retaliation, against a women's basketball coach for cooperating with an investigation of the former head athletic coach.
Right. We talked about the investigation into former head coach John Margaritis last year. He was eventually placed on 20 days of leave, and then later he was brought back as head coach and then resigned. A lawsuit has now been filed against the University of California Regents and Margaritis, as well as the athletic director, alleging that the former assistant head coach, Juliana Mendiola, that she was denied a promotion to head coach that she had been promised after Margaritis' departure in retaliation for having cooperated with the investigation into Margaritis. Margaritis was accused of being verbally and emotionally abusive of the women athletes, of body shaming them, and putting pressure on injured players to get back in the game, and having a particular hostility toward lesbian players. A spokesman for UCR said the university does not comment on pending litigation, but the lawyer for Mendiola says she was offered her job back, but she considered it a demotion since she had been promised head coach. The university has now gone on to hire a head coach. And so after Margaritis was brought back, Mendiola's contract was not renewed, and so she's gone.
Okay, and we have more news about that troubled Rialto Water District that we talked about in recent months. Three officials have departed from there, right?
Right, and, you know, these are not the ones who were at the center of the controversy, which is kind of a showdown between the general manager and a couple of members of the board of directors. But these were an assistant general manager who it was accused that his hiring was really cronyism on the part of the general manager who'd known him from elsewhere, that he was inexperienced and didn't have the background to really be an assistant general manager, hired at almost $200,000 a year, as well as the human resources manager. And we had talked about her. She, the Southern California News Group, had reported that she and her husband had been charged with felony tax fraud by the state attorney general's office, and she was placed on administrative leave. Well, now she's been separated from the district, as well as the board secretary, who sounds like she was kind of a whistleblower. She had written a letter to the district attorney's office alleging systemic malfeasance on the part of the board, rampant vendor contract fraud, and misappropriation of public funds. The DA's office never took any action, and now that secretary has been separated from the board. The district officially says this is part of a reorganization effort, top-to-bottom evaluation of, you know, all of the jobs from management all the way down to the frontline workers. All three of these employees received at least 6 months of severance pay, as well as being paid for any unused vacation and leave time.
Okay, and now some coronavirus news. Two Inland Empire men are accused of trying to sell coronavirus masks that may not exist, right?
Right. You know, federal prosecutors said at the outset of the pandemic that they were going to keep a sharp eye out for any kind of price gouging or fraud to do, especially with these highly sought-after personal protective equipment, such as masks. Now, two Inland men, as you say, have been charged with conspiracy to commit wire fraud for allegedly claiming to have something like 3 million N95 respirator masks and surgical masks, and the prosecutors say some of those didn't even exist. They were shown shrink-wrapped boxes, and many of the boxes were actually empty. Those arrested were Manuel Revolorio, 37-year-old, out of Rancho Cucamonga, and either Donald Lee Allen or David Lee Allen. The LA Times has Donald Lee Allen. The City News Service had David Lee Allen, 62-year-old, out of Riverside.
Next, a federal judge has denied three churches' efforts to hold services in person.
Right. We've talked about them the last couple of weeks. A federal judge now has rejected their bid for a restraining order. They had sued the governor, Gavin Newsom, as well as Riverside County and San Bernardino County, saying that the executive powers of the state were being used to deny them their First Amendment rights to gather and have religious services. The judge, however, said that in the case of a pandemic, the government's executive powers can overcome fundamental constitutional rights like the First Amendment.
Yeah, and a federal judge has ordered the Adelanto prison to release enough inmates to allow social distancing.
Right. This is the immigrant detention center up in the high desert. There are approximately 1,300 men and women held there. And this federal judge has said that they must release sufficient numbers that would allow the remaining detainees to maintain at least 6 feet distance from each other at all times, including when sleeping, when eating, when showering. The ACLU, which the American Civil Liberties Union, which had sued, said that that would require releasing about 75% of the detainees. The judge said they can either release them or deport those that have already had their deportation hearings, or they can transfer them to other facilities. But at those new facilities, they must be able to maintain that 6-foot social distancing.
Okay, and lastly, thieves have been targeting the UCR Botanical Garden during the coronavirus shutdown.
Yeah, this is sad. The botanical garden is about 40 acres on the UC Riverside campus, where they maintain thousands of plants, specimen plants, as well as plants that have been potted up and, you know, prepared for sale to the public to raise funds to maintain the garden. So about 30 large plants and some smaller ones have been stolen, mostly potted plants, by someone who cut through the fencing and even used the garden's own wheelbarrows to cart off the plants. The campus is now talking about increasing staffing and security, installing motion sensor cameras, and trying to prevent this kind of thing from going on. They estimate that these thieves showed up at least 6 times over a several-week period, and about a third of the plants that were stolen were part of the garden's collections, and the rest were going to be sold to raise funds.
Wow. Okay, thank you, Cassie.
Thank you, Ben.
Cassie McDuff is a longtime IE journalist. She helps us out regularly for our Friday morning news wrap. You can find these segments on our website at kvcrnews.org. This segment is made possible by the Southern California News Group, publisher of the Press Enterprise, San Bernardino Sun, Inland Valley Daily Bulletin, and other Southern California newspapers, which we should mention have dropped their paywall for coronavirus-related articles.